听力课堂，听 class.com。
34. Laboratory staff. Dialogue 1. Can you tell me a little more about your company organization?
Certainly. Here's a copy of our company profile for your review. We are divided up into a 3-tier system. The first tier is our executive branch, which includes the CEO and board of directors. Below that is our managerial tier, which includes all department heads and supervisors. Lastly, our laboratory tier.
What percentage of your employees fall under the laboratory tier?
Nearly 75% of all employees are considered laboratory staff. Now, the laboratory staff category is very broad. It includes maintenance crews, secretarial staff, account managers, sales representatives, any entry-level positions, cafeteria workers, the janitorial staff. As you can see, a very large and varied categorization.
I see. Now then, how many laboratory staff members do you have working under you?
Me personally? Well, I am the lead financial officer. So in our financial department, we have 3 accountants and 1 financial secretary.
Dialogue 2.
With tomorrow being Labor Day and all, I think it would be a nice gesture to let all members of the laboratory staff leave work an hour early. What do you say?
What? That sounds perfectly ridiculous. Labor Day is a holiday for everyone, not just laboratory staff, and we get the whole day off tomorrow anyway. So what's the point of an extra hour tonight?
While we all get Labor Day off as a holiday, the real purpose of the holiday is to remember all the people who do manual or other hard labor. It's to celebrate those who work doing what other people might not be willing to do. I think we ought to do something in honor of the common worker.
So if we did allow the laboratory force to go home early, how many people are we talking about?
In our company, the laboratory force makes up 60% of our workers. We'd just be letting slightly over half the folks out a little early.